This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. It's a tough time to be a car thief. The number of vehicles stolen in the United States has plummeted by more than half in the last 20 years. So you'd think it's a pretty good time to be someone who tracks down car thieves. Over in Fort Worth, at the International Association of Auto Theft Investigators Conference, police there say they have bigger concerns. Bigger as in 18 wheels big. Right now, there's a spike in cargo thefts. That means tractor trailers and their loads.
This is not a local problem. It's a national and international problem.
That's Fort Worth Police Detective Wayne Browning. He's been in law enforcement for four decades. A single cargo theft, he says, can cost anywhere from $150,000 into the millions, depending on the load. Pharmaceuticals, appliances, televisions, cell phones.
Our Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area is number three right now in the nation on cargo thefts.
Texas has more highways than any other state, railroads crisscrossing major cities, plus deep water ports and a handful of huge airports. That's a lot of cargo movement.
It's big money, and when that happens, those thefts, insurance carriers are having losses, trucking industries are having losses, and those costs get passed on to the public.
The Fort Worth police are hosting investigators from South Africa, Europe, Latin America, and Australia. There are sessions about staged accidents, odometer and tile fraud, cloned vehicles. Lisa Atkins is a fraud investigations manager at GM Financial in Arlington.
We've got organized fraud rings, we've got sovereign citizens, we've got title washing, body shop fraud more prevalent, and the goal is to get a vehicle to make money. It's just to make money. It's the new way to steal cars. Auto theft is down, financial theft is up.
Atkins partnered with Catherine Brown of thefraudexperts.com to talk to police about organized crime rings. Brown says there are fraud schemes called straw deals, when someone else buys a car for another person, then later claims to be a victim of identity theft.
Likely billions, definitely high millions is lost each year in false identity theft claims that are associated to this type of activity.
Some investigators call this theft by pen, says Christopher McDonald with the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council.
The problem with that is by the time credit companies realize that this is happening, it's usually 35, 40, 45 days into where since it's occurred, and those cars are a lot of times are being shipped overseas and they're gone.
Auto theft is a $5 billion a year business, McDonald says.
Are we going to get every one of those cars back? Probably not. Would we like to? Yes. And not only do we want to get the car back, we want to find out who stole it and arrest that individual and prosecute him.
Diane Mandeville is a crime scene investigator with the Virginia State Police and one of the few women in the business. She's been at it for two decades. As more crimes cross borders, she says it's even more important to network and...
It's learning maybe that one or two techniques that you don't know that you can bring back, or learning from vendors all the new equipment that we didn't know about.
Mandeville says so far she's already learned about the latest technology being used to jam car alarms and something called microdotting, a way to tag cars and property using a special glue with unique serial numbers. The Auto Theft Conference ends tomorrow. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.